Welcome everybody, Shir number 1139. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and Lerafua Shalei Mechana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, so I just want to finish off the category which we've been talking about, and that is, in general, there are certain insects that could bite, but it's not really so dangerous. It's just an annoyance. It's a little bit, sometimes a little bit painful, but like a flea, a mosquito, these type of things. Again, we spoke about a higher category. First of all, we said if it's a dangerous thing, of course you could kill the insect right away, not a problem. If it's like a bee type of a thing, a hornet, we said these type of things, then you could capture it, not to kill it. We said not to kill it. If it's dangerous, you could kill it. But if it's not dangerous, it's gonna hurt. It might hurt quite a bit. So then you could capture it in a cup or whatever. We spoke about that. And now we're trying to talk about these, like a flea, the category of flea, mosquito, these type of things, which could be a little bit annoying. And when it's biting a person, we said lemaisa, when it's on the person and when it's inside their clothing, we said one could not, you can't kill it again, you cannot kill it, but you could take it and like throw it away. Even though you're trapping it, you're capturing it. When you grab it in your hands, you throw it away. We said as far as the muksa is no problem. It's graf shel re'eh. Meaning it falls into the category of like a disgusting type of a thing, which we'll learn about in the Hilchas Muksa, in which case one could move it. So, and the capturing, we said, is okay in these instances. So we spoke about the last few shiurim in reference to what about if one is losing sleep, right? One is losing sleep, it's buzzing around, it's flying around, this flea or this whatever the case is. It's flying around, buzzing around, and it's mamish bothering a person from the sleep. We said also there were poskim who say that one could take it and again not kill it, but to just like to fling it away, to throw it away. Now there's another moving even further. When a person's awake, we started to talk about, and it's just there's a lot of tsar. It's buzzing around, and let's say like children, or sometimes maybe possibly by women, these things, it gets very, if they say in Yiddish, ekeldik, you know, it bothers them a lot, and it becomes a big tsar, even though they're awake. It's just, you can't get anything done. This thing is flying around, this flea, or maybe even fly, or mosquitoes just flying around the person, and it's driving them nuts, you know? So just real quickly to read from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, how he sums it all up in reference to this category, he says, when these things are middle biting a person, then we said that's not a problem. Or when it's inside their clothing. But he says even further, if it's on the person's arm, the person's skin, and we spoke about even if it's crawling, some wanted to say even if it's crawling, could have a din of also, and they can't shake it away, they can't shake it off, it has a din also of biting, whereby they could take it, again, not kill it, but fling it away. So he says, if it's found on their body, right, or on their clothing, and it could come to bite them. And this thing, mosquito, whatever it is, in that category type of, flying insect could come to bite them. So again, he says, like the Mishnah, if it's possible to shake it off, right, that's the best thing to do. To try and shake it off, shake your shirt, shake your arm, whatever the case is, and, you know, give it a swipe away, not to kill it, but that's what should be done. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that's what should be done. But sometimes it's very hard, it just doesn't leave. I know sometimes I had the other day also in shul, I'm in the middle of davening during the week, and then this fly is flying around, just can't get rid of it. It's very hard to daven sometimes. Mamish, it's flying, comes back, you chase it away, comes back, chase it away, comes back. So he brings down that the Piskei Tshuvos in the other cases when it's inside one's clothing, right? Or it's on their skin or something like that. So you give it a, not to kill it, give it a fling away, you know, chase it away. If you can't, then we can rely on the Mekilim to take it and, you know, like throw it away without killing it. But now the question is, if it's just flying around, like we said, it's just this mosquito is just flying, it just doesn't want to go away. And nothing to do with sleep. We spoke about sleep last time was easier. Others, Paiskim wanted to say when it's by sleep, it's easier, to take it and fling it away because it's mamish, it's tsar gadol. But over here, a person is just, it's on, let's say, the outside of the clothing, or it's just flying around in the air and it just doesn't want to go away. You keep on flinging your hand, you're not going to kill it, but it doesn't want to go away. So then he says, taka, one cannot, to kill it, for sure not. To capture it, also not. But again, try and fling it away to chase it away. But he does say, but if it's takip, causes a pachad, like sometimes by children or some people, they're mamish scared, or it's a tremendous tsar, right? Pachad, charada, itzar, it becomes a very big tsar for them. Not if it's just once or twice, it's around. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about it just can't get it away. It's not happening. The thing keeps on coming back, right? And it's mamish tsar gadol. He says the word tsar gadol v'yef shel africham, and this mosquito or this fly or whatever it is, as you just can't get it away, right? So then, and by the way, sometimes a fly, an actual house fly, bites also. It's not such a dangerous thing, but it hurts. So, but be it as it may, the bottom line is, if it's mamish tsar gadol or by children, I know sometimes I've seen also. In the past, sometimes little girls, especially, they just, you know, they won't walk into a room if there's like something flying around, you know. So sometimes it happens, especially by children and these type of things. So he says in such a case, then it will be mutter, letzudan oilatavsam. In other words, then you could take a grab it. You can't kill it. The same thing, you cannot kill it. You could grab it, like we said, with your hand in conjunction with if it was biting a person or inside the clothing, in order to fling it away. Being careful not to kill it. That's the most important thing, not to kill it, because that's already running into a major problem. Okay, so now in conjunction, these are insects which, in general, fall under the category that could bite, like we said, a flea, mosquito. Fly is usually not so much, but it's possible also. But in general, fly is sometimes could bite. But the main thing is mosquitoes and fleas, like we spoke about from the Shulchan Aruch. Now there's another, the last category, which would be he brings down does the safe Pesach Chuvis in general, like ants, you know, this type of things that general won't bite, like a simple ant, you know, something along those lines. He brings down also you have ants, he brings a parpar, which is like a butterfly, if a butterfly lands on a person, right? He brings also, just another example, a tsar, it's like a cricket he brings down. So again, these are things which don't bite. I'm not so familiar with how they work. But again, the category is non-biting insects type of a thing. So a butterfly, like we said, and these type of things, ants and so on. So then the same thing, and if it's bothering a person, it's just bothering a person, the same thing, one has to be careful, of course, not to kill it. That's nothing to talk about. And even over here, to take it, ein heter lo letzudan v'lo letovsam, he says Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos on page Shin Samach Tes, says ein heter lo letzudan v'lo letovsam b'yodei kedei lashlichem. In these instances, you cannot take it and to capture, you know, with your hands to throw it away, to kill it for sure not. Of course, you can't shalei lahargam m'shem upon invitation. That's for sure not. He just ends off v'yesh armim she'im garmim tsar gadol v'smamish tsar gadol. Right, so for example, same thing, it's just flying around while a person is sleeping. Let's say in the case of sleep, we said sleep is even worse. Ef shalahakol letzudam, then possibly we could be mekel, he brings down, to, you know, just to grab it and fling it away. In a case, he brings this from Rav Eliashiv, Rav Nissen Karelitz, and so on. So in cases of where it's mamish tsar gadol, like in a case of sleep, we said sleep is a little bit more of a tsar, not a little, sometimes more, a lot more of a tsar. So if it's mamish flying around and these things, and as a mamish, a person can't sleep. So he says, "V'yei shemim shegam garmim tsar gadol kagayin shem mafrim eshnasai." Right, so ef shelo hakol etzudam. That's what he brings down from Rav Eliashiv, Rav Nissen Karelitz. That in such a case, maybe we could rely on this, depending on how bad the situation is. But again, but in these cases, for sure, since it's non-biting insects, like you said, ants, butterflies, these type of things, as much as possible, a person should just try and swipe them away, being careful not to kill them. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.